listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, you've got questions, we have answers. Specifically, the answers to your frequently asked questions on scopes of appointment. We cover it all so you can make sure you're selling compliantly, inside or outside of annual enrollment. ASG Episode 92, What to Know About SOAs in Senior Market Sales, written by Blaine Waterloo. For those new to senior market sales, scopes of appointment, SOAs for short, can be a foreign idea. But the basics of SOAs and how they've changed since 2018 play a major role in our industry. Scopes of appointment are documents that define the range of products an agent can discuss with a client during an appointment. Ever since a change to the 2018 Medicare marketing guidelines, same-day scopes are now on the table, countering a previous requirement to wait 48 hours between SOA and appointment time. This is great news since it not only allows seniors to access the insurance they need faster, but speeds up sales for agents as well. Plus, if you're using Ritter's MediCareful platform, SOAs are electronic. We call them ESOAs, and they're even more convenient. It's still a good idea to check out the latest set of rules, now known as the Medicare Communications and Marketing Guidelines, or MCMG, to ensure you always know how to remain compliant. There's more to know about SOAs than just the recent changes, though. Here are answers to a few frequently asked questions. Who does an agent get a scope of appointment from? Before any one-on-one marketing, in person or over the phone, the agent must obtain an SOA in advance from the beneficiary. When do you need to get an SOA? When setting up the appointment to meet the beneficiary, you should send the scope so they can fill it out and give it to you at your meeting later. In the event of a walk-in meeting, you must collect an SOA before beginning any presentations. What documentation do you need? Your SOA should be a signed agreement by the beneficiary, and it must be a CMS-approved form. Can an agent discuss other products not checked on the scope of appointment form? No. If a client wishes to discuss any products not checked off on the original SOA, an additional scope must be filled out before the meeting can continue. Is the SOA good for multiple appointments? No. A scope is good for one personal appointment only. If the appointment needs to be rescheduled, the previously signed SOA form may be used for the rescheduled appointment as long as that rescheduled appointment is conducted during the same election period and the products agreed to be discussed have not changed. If a beneficiary wants to consider their options after an appointment and asks an agent to return at a later time, does the agent have to complete another scope of appointment for the follow-up meeting? A new scope is not needed as long as you stick to the agreed-upon subjects in the follow-up meeting. Is an SOA required for an agent to meet with an existing client? Yes. The CMS scope of appointment rule does not differentiate between current and prospective clients. You must collect an SOA before appointments with both current and prospective clients. Is the SOA required at a sales or marketing event? No. Marketing and sales events are generally open to the public and are not individual sales appointments. However, if a beneficiary wants to schedule a one-on-one appointment later, they will need to fill out an SOA beforehand. Is a scope of appointment required to be submitted with all enrollment applications? Generally, yes. The agent is required to submit an SOA form for all applications that involved an individual appointment. Certain carriers may only require the submission of an SOA upon request, so be sure to check the carrier's specific policy. Just a quick note from the business side, for guidelines regarding SOA submissions when enrolling clients through the MediCareful platform, please consult the new biz team from Ritter Insurance Marketing at bizsupport@ritterim.com. Look for that link in our show notes after the episode to quickly get in touch with new biz. Moving right along, what should I do when unexpected beneficiaries show up at a properly scheduled face-to-face appointment? Before beginning the meeting, you should have every person in attendance fill out and sign a scope of appointment. Is an SOA form required for applications that are submitted via snail mail? Yes, if the application is mailed to the Medicare beneficiary for completion after a one-on-one discussion of a plan. Is a documented permission to contact the same as an SOA? No, and we get this question quite frequently. Permission to contact the beneficiary and a scope of appointment form are two different things. A permission to call or contact is simply permission provided by the beneficiary to be contacted. It is not a substitute for the SOA. Similarly, an SOA does not give the agent permission to contact the beneficiary after the sales presentation. Please note that MediCareful's innovative ESOA is an exception to this rule. Any beneficiary who completes this form on your site provides both permission to contact and the scope of products they're interested in. This generic electronic scope of appointment, or ESOA, is accepted by both CMS and the carriers eligible for online enrollment on MediCareful. How long do I have to keep SOA forms? All documentation must be maintained for the selling year plus 10 additional years. This includes initial and second SOA forms obtained at the same appointment and any SOA obtained regardless of whether an appointment ends in an enrollment or not. SOA forms must be produced upon the request of either CMS or the plan sponsor. For more information on scopes of appointment and other compliance rules, visit our show notes. We've got links to a few articles of interest and related podcast episodes that you'll want to check out. If you've got questions about the insurance industry, something specific you'd like answered, or a topic you'd like us to cover, we would love to hear from you. You can comment on each one of our episodes, so please leave a comment and ask away. You might just hear your question and its answer in an upcoming episode of our podcast. That's all for this installment of the ASG podcast. We appreciate your support. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. We will see you next episode.